It's time to talk Vikings defense. We're going to go to the middle of the Vikings defense and talk linebackers with linebackers coach Adam Zimmer. Do you like what you have cooking?
I do. We've got a good mix of veterans and young players that we're trying to integrate. And I like where the group is. They're a good group of guys. They work hard and they practice hard. And I've got high hopes for all of them.
We'll see the return of Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr. And I think when people think about your crew, those are the two names that come to mind right away. They're kind of the identity maybe of your position from a big picture standpoint. So how do you feel about those two?
I feel really good about those guys. They've both had very good OTAs so far, and they've done a nice job of starting to become leaders of the defense. They're doing a good job of communicating and getting guys lined up. They've both had really good seasons for us in the past, and they're only going to get better. I think the sky's the limit on how good they both can be. Anthony has had two back-to-back Pro Bowl years.
This is Anthony Barr. Just look at this man cover ground. He's 6'5", 260 pounds.
I know that you don't want to heap a bunch of praise on one guy, and it's very much a team thing, but, I mean, Kendricks is a very good player for you guys.
Rodgers out of the shotgun, sacked by Eric Kendricks.
Eric has probably had one of the best years of like Mike linebacker. He should have gone to the Pro Bowl last year, so I'm really hopeful for both those guys that they keep getting better and the sky's the limit.
Eric may be maybe the best player that no one talks about.
He makes plays all over the field. He's so instinctive, and sometimes we've got to rein that instinctiveness in so he does it within the scheme of the defense. But he is really an instinctive football player that makes plays that you just go wow at sometimes. And he's so much better from when we got him as a rookie, because he was kind of all over the place, just wanted to make every play. And now he's playing within the defense, more calm, more confident. And he's going to only get better the more offense he sees and the more comfortable he is in the defense.
I know that you love the X's and O's and the football part of it, but isn't a big part of your job too is you're teaching and managing personalities? And do you enjoy that part of the gig?
Yeah, at the end of the day, coach is a teacher, and you have to be able to teach several different ways to reach several different types of people that learn and the way that their personalities are. And so one guy might learn best by watching on tape, one guy might learn best walking through. So you have to understand how each guy ticks at the end of the day and try to cater to each one of those
right
positions.
So you're going through that process for the first time with some of the younger players, some of the rookies. And I'm sure you feel confident in their prospects and their future, but so far, what have you seen from some of the young guys, and who do you like?
Actually, all four of the rookies we brought in have done a nice job so far. Ben Gideon, I really like. He's just a pure football player. He's tough. He's really smart. He picks things up quickly. Very instinctive. He reads plays fast and can get to the ball and make plays. And I think he's really going to show up when the pads go on, because he is a physical type player, old school type Mike linebacker. Elijah Lee showed up as well as a really good athlete. He can run, he can get to the perimeter fast. He's still swimming a little bit mentally, but I think the more and more he gets it, the more reps he gets, he's going to be really well. And the two free agents we signed, Eric Wilson and Sean Washington, have flashed some ability. I liked Eric on tape and really pursued him in this draft process. And, we got Sean from Texas A&M. He really has done some nice things, more than I would have expected at this point of the offseason.
Being out at practice and watching and listening to you guys as coaches, I mean, you're talking about fine details a lot during the regular season, alignments and really specific things. Do you have to take a step back from that this time of year with some of those young guys? Because you really want to see how they move and flow and fit, right? And you don't want them to be bogged down, is that right?
Well, we want them to learn the fundamentals of the defense, and starting with the techniques, the steps you take, the way you take on a block, the drop you take in a certain coverage. So we want them to get those fundamentals down, so that's natural once we start game planning for opponents, that they know against this route, I'm taking that drop, okay, but I'm not thinking about it, and I can just react to what I see and play fast.
You always want to throw new things in, right, to your plan, because if you just do the same thing all the time, people pick up on it. But there's a lot of stuff that's been working well for you also. So you don't want to throw all that stuff out either. So how do you guys balance that?
Well, I think some of it is just based on what you see on tape, you know, the way they're protecting or the way they're trying to attack what we're doing and trying to give them a different wrinkle. Mm-hmm. I think the key is having as many different pressures and looks as you can from the same look of the defense so the offense is still kept off balance. And really, we can do that within our scheme. We don't have to come up with a bunch of new stuff always because, you know, we give them the same look and they don't always know what it is. So yeah. I think that's the most important thing.
I think when you get down to Mankato and fans will be there and media will be there for training camp and everyone's going to ask the question, who's the third linebacker, right? Okay, because Chad retired. So how are you approaching that as you go to Mankato?
Ideally, we want to put the best three linebackers on the field.
Okay.
Whether that be a Mike, whether it be a Will, whether that be a Sam. I think we really like what Eric does as a Mike linebacker, so ideally we'd like to keep him where he is because he is so instinctive and can make plays both sides of the formation, and as opposed to if you're an outside linebacker, you might not have as many opportunities. So ideally you'd like to find an outside linebacker, but like I've told all the guys in the room, I said the best three guys are going to play,
yeah.
Period. And I don't care if you're a rookie free agent or you're a fourth-round draft pick. It doesn't matter. I'm going to judge you on what I see in practice and what I see in preseason games, and we're going to try and find the best combination of what that is. And all of them are going to have a chance. They're all going to get reps. We'll probably rotate them all in with that first group and see what happens.
I just want to ask you about two guys just so we can show them and not forget about them, because you get new guys in here and everyone talks about them. But Emmanuel Lemur, who's a veteran, and Edmund Robinson, who's a veteran. What kind of players are they? Because Vikings fans are starting to get to know them, but they haven't seen them a ton yet. So,
yeah, we've been around Emmanuel for a while now since he was in Cincinnati with us. He's very athletic, can really run. He's got a lot of length to him. Smart, intelligent player. I think he's got the ability to step up and play. And he's been in the defense for a long time, so he kind of has a good feel of what we're doing. As far as Edmund's concerned, he came from a small school, Newberry College. I ended up going to the pro day. I didn't know where it was, but I ended up there in the middle of nowhere working him out. And he's got all the physical attributes you want for a linebacker. He's big, he's fast, he's strong, he can run. But he'd never really played a true linebacker before. He was always covered down on the slot as like a nickel-ish in their defense.
Wow, so great athlete, sounds like.
Right, yeah. And so he was kind of misused in college because, you know, you think he'd be a dominant pass rusher or inside linebacker because of his size and speed against that competition. I do think that his first couple of years he was kind of feeling his way through, kind of learning what to do, a little bit unsure, not afraid to just pull the trigger and believe what he sees. And I think we're starting to see that a little bit as this offseason's progressed. You know, he's kind of more confident in what he's doing. He understands the playbook more. And the more reps he gets, I think the better he's going to be at it. And I think he's a guy that's really competitive and is hard on himself. And I think he wants to be great.
A guy who's very easy to notice on the field is Kentrell Brothers. I'm not even just talking about because of how he plays, but he seems to love the game, and you can hear him. Yeah, he seems to be a fun guy to watch. You like Kentrell?
Yeah, Kentrell is a second-year guy. He's feeling a lot more comfortable within the defense and the team, and he's really grown up a lot over when we first got him. He wouldn't say boo in the meeting room, and now we can't get him to shut up.
Yeah.
So he's grown up a lot. He's another one of those guys that sees things and quickly and reacts to them quickly. And I think that's one of the best qualities you can have as a linebacker, is seeing and reacting fast, because things happen fast on Sundays. So Kentrell's getting better. I think he's got a chance to keep improving, and we'll see what training camp and these preseason games do for him.
You having fun?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the best time of the year.
Yeah.
Starting to teach.
Yeah. You get a few weeks off before training camp, but then you'll make that drive down to Mankato and be ready to put the pedal to the metal, right?
Absolutely. It's time to get going.
All right. Thanks for all your work, man. Good luck.
All right, thanks.